Tucker Carlson says Donald Trump may be the Antichrist as he slammed the president for posting controversial AI images of himself as Jesus and posing with Christ. The right-wing commentator condemned Trump in the latest episode of the Tucker Carlson show, criticizing him for mocking the Christian faith on social media. He called out a Truth Social post from Trump on Thursday showing him being embraced by Jesus, with Carlson claiming the image aligned with warnings from the Bible. Carlson said the Bible cautions a figure like Trump could emerge in the future, described as a man of lawlessness, or the Antichrist, who leads people against religion. He suggested Trump matches the scripture's description of this entity, as a man who will oppose and exalt himself over everything that is worshipped, so that he sets himself up in God's temple proclaiming himself to be God. He will pose as God. Carlson continued, he will mock other gods, and put himself in their place. Carlson said other passages in the Bible also warn about similar Antichrist characteristics, including the coming of a king who will do as he pleases. The Bible verse says the Antichrist will exalt and magnify himself above every god, which Carlson said represented Trump's posts mocking Christianity. Carlson concluded in his episode that while he was previously an ardent Trump supporter, the president has driven him away with his religious social media posts about himself. To a lot of Christians, these predictions in both the Old and New Testament seem to fit what we are watching, he said. Here is a leader who is mocking the gods of his ancestors, mocking the God of gods, and exalting himself above them. Could this be the Antichrist? He questioned. Trump's post showing himself with Jesus came days after the president also sparked backlash by sharing an image appearing to depict himself as Christ. The image showed Trump in a white cloak healing a man in a hospital bed, which Trump later claimed was meant to show him as a doctor and not as Jesus. Carlson was one of Fox News' biggest stars, until his abrupt firing in 2023 and was once close to Trump, whose views he was credited with strongly influencing. The star has gone on to host a successful podcast, and blasted Trump over his support of Israel, and the bombing of Iran. The controversy surrounding Trump's approach to religion has also been compounded by his ongoing feud with Pope Leo XIV, sparked by the pontiff's criticisms of his war with Iran. The feud was ignited by Trump's warnings that a whole civilization will die tonight as he threatened to bomb Iran, which the Chicago-born Pope decried as a truly unacceptable statement. And on a trip to the African nation of Cameroon this week, the Pope made a thinly veiled dig at Trump as he said the world is being ravaged by a handful of tyrants. Without citing Trump by name, Pope Leo decried leaders who use religious language to justify wars and urged a decisive change of course. He condemned an endless cycle of destabilization and death on a visit to Bamenda, a blood-stained region of Cameroon which has been gripped by a separatist insurgency for nearly a decade. The Pope added, the masters of war pretend not to know that it takes only a moment to destroy, yet often a lifetime is not enough to rebuild. They turn a blind eye to the fact that billions of dollars are spent on killing and devastation, yet the resources needed for healing, education and restoration are nowhere to be found. The pointed sermon followed Trump's stunning Truth Social post on Sunday, where he branded the pontiff a very liberal person who is weak on crime, and terrible for foreign policy. Trump also sparked furious backlash after he posted an AI-generated image seemingly depicting himself as Jesus Christ this week. He also said that Leo, 70, was only made pope because he was an American, and, if I wasn't in the White House, Leo wouldn't be in the Vatican. He added, I don't think he's doing a very good job. He likes crime, I guess. We don't like a pope who says it's okay to have a nuclear weapon. We don't want a pope that says crime is okay. I am not a fan of Pope Leo.